Blog Talk Radio.
And everybody shout and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So tonight, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your problem is. Jesus is in the house tonight. When you can't move the mountains that's standing in your way, I came to tell you God can. I said God can.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Yes, God can. I don't care what you need, God can do it. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. I'm your host. My name is Apostle Lonnie Starks. I want you to stay tuned today, because remember, whatever you need, God can. Stay tuned.
All your doubts and fears.
God can.
Tell me.
God can.
When you are needing someone to wipe away your tears.
God can.
Yes, he can. Thank
God can.
Come on, say.
God can do all that you can ever ask or think. He holds the power in his mighty hand. When you can't see the way.
And you can't heal your broken heart.
God can.
Somebody tell me.
God can.
Oh yeah. When you can't find the courage to make a brand new start, say,
God can.
I know he can.
God can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God can do more than you can ever ask for.
Oh, thank
you. He holds the power in his mighty hand.
In the palm of his hand. Might, but by his spirit that we do all things. Yes, you can face the future when your hope is in his hands.
Can. I don't care what you need, God can do it today. I don't care how long you needed it, God can supply any need. He can do anything abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. God bless you today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm so glad that you tuned in today. And I'm grateful to just be among the land of the living today. You know, I was just thinking just before the intro went off, and I was sitting here thinking that when you need something, right, especially once you get saved and you've been saved like me, I've been saved 38 years, and sometimes you get a little rusty in your belief. and you forget about your initial start. See, most of you, a lot of you, I like to say it like this, you have never, ever had to experience God like I have. Because when I came to God, I was already sick. I wasn't healed. And I came to God, I came to the Lord just like I was, sick and everything. Honest, I came to the Lord sick and in my problems and everything. And God accepted me just like that. And then he healed me. I remember I was so sick until I couldn't work. And God sent a man in my business to work for me, and I was self-employed. Y'all remember that? God sent someone. I was on the CB radio, and I was talking about I was sick. I couldn't go to work. And this brother that had owed me $35, the next day came to my house, rang my bell, and I wasn't no pastor then. I wouldn't even say, how can I be a pastor? He said to me, he said, I heard you talking last night that you were sick and you couldn't work. See, would you like me to go work for you in the garage? I said, you will? He said, yes. And the truth of the matter, his name was Brother Barnes. He came down, him and my wife opened a business for him. And that man worked for me, oh, I want to say, a couple of months. He worked for me diligently every day for a couple of months. And then after 2 months, God had healed me. God had completely healed me. And I was back in the swing of things. Do you know that Brother Barnes left? I didn't hear from him no more until about 10 years later, maybe a little more, about 12 years later, maybe 15 years later. I heard from him, and he had got in some trouble, and the judge had, he had to, or the judge had made him go to church. That's what it was. He had to go to a church once a week until he was out of that probation, like 3 months, whatever it was. And he called me on the phone. He said, Pastor Stiles, would you do me a favor? And he brought the papers over. I had to sign it. And he came over, and he stayed with me for another 3 months then. That was 15 years. So when it was all over, I signed the papers that he had been to church and proved that he had been here with me. I haven't heard from him since. But all of that I said, it's not the important part about I haven't heard from him. The important part I want you to see is that God made a way. Even when I was sick, the Lord made a way. When I could not do for myself, the Lord made a way. And that's what I want you to see today. That sometimes we forget where God brought us from. And I know I do, because we get so accustomed to doing all right till we forget about you wasn't doing all right when you got saved. I'm talking about me. I don't know what your testimony is, but my testimony is I wasn't doing all that good before I got saved. I was sick and couldn't even work. And the Lord miraculously healed me. The Lord Jesus Christ healed my body. And here it is, 38 years later. I'm still healed. I've had some problems. I got sick back in 06. My blood pressure went up to 196, over 126. But I give God that, and he healed me from that. Just about 4 days ago, I checked my blood pressure. I check it a lot of times every day, but sometimes I don't. But 4 days ago, I checked it. It was 138 over 68. So look how God had brought my blood pressure down. I remember back in 2010, in November, I started having to urinate a lot. When I got to the doctor, he said, you're on the borderline of sugar. I said, what? And so they checked me and everything. And I think they said my sugar was 4-something. Now, you know that's kind of high sugar. And that was like on a Tuesday. The very next Monday, I called my doctor. I said, I need you guys. I want to come in for another appointment. They said, you were just here last week. I said, I know, but I want to check again. So when I went in there, And they checked me. The doctor said to me, "What did you do?" I said, "What you mean?" He said, "Your sugar was 400, whatever it was, last week. And today it's only 93. I said, "Why?" He said, "Yeah. All I did, my brothers and sisters, was pray. That's all I did. There's nothing magical about me. All I did was pray. That's all I did." I'm telling you just like it was, just like it is. The only thing that I did was pray. I didn't do nothing no different. No, I prayed. And that's what I want to talk about today. You can anoint and pray. The Bible even bears me witness what I'm saying in James chapter number 5. I think I want to go to that. It's more. Let's go. James chapter number 5. Let me see. Can I find that for you right now? James chapter 5. Yeah, there you go. James chapter 5. Let's go to that right now. James chapter 5, verse 13 says this. "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs." Now, the healing is in the scripture. God has laid it out how you and I can be healed. Now, please, let's get off of a pretty self and let's listen to the word. That's what I did. When I was sick, I trusted God for my healing. I trusted. That's all I did. I didn't do nothing no greater than that. I trusted God for my healing. What was it? Last week, one of them callers over in New Jersey called me, and a week before last, and her grandson was, the doctor said, "I can't operate," and he was dying. And all I did was pray. That's all we did was pray. You know, we got an hour that comes up at 7 o'clock today and every day, Monday through Friday, that I take prayer requests. So she called me back last Friday with this great testimony that the same grandson that the doctors had given up on and said they couldn't help him was home recuperating, doing good. Prayer can fix anything. I don't care who don't believe it. It don't matter about people don't believe it. It's just like someone may not believe your name is what it is, but it don't matter. That's your name. It's just like someone might not believe your gender. Maybe you're a man and you dress with a lady. No, I won't say that. Maybe you're a woman and you dress with a lot of men's clothing. You cut your hair short. And some man may say, "You ain't a woman, but you're a lady." That don't change whether they say, "I don't believe it." They don't have to believe it. See, certain things no one else has to believe but you. You must know for yourself. The scripture says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs." Now, the word of God has it right there for us. In verse 14, now here's the verse that I want to talk about today and share with you. It says in verse 14, that's James chapter 5, verse 14. "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." Now, when I first received Christ, I didn't know that scripture. How could I know the scripture? I didn't even know the Bible. I had not read the Bible. I told you I came from a home that never taught me anything about Jesus Christ. I never, ever knew anything about Jesus. Not one time did I know anything about the Lord Jesus Christ. Never, ever. I didn't know who he was. I didn't know he existed until I was 31 years old when the Lord saved me. So I didn't know anything about this scripture. But I had a need, see? I was sick and I wasn't able to work. And Jesus saved me just like that. I was sick and was not able to perform to go to work. And the Lord, even though I was sick, couldn't work, the Lord touched someone's heart that they came over. I didn't have no idea they was coming over. Had no idea they knew anything about automobiles. because I had worked on their automobile. And this young man came over and ran my place of business for at least a month until I got on my feet. And then when God completely healed me, he left. And I often wonder about that. But I don't have time to wonder about it now, but I just want to tell you, even you can be healed. The scripture says, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The Bible tells us what to do. And the next verse, verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, either that's a lie or it's the truth. If God's word is true, and God's word is true, there is no error in God's word. There's no falsehood in God's word. God's word is God's word, and God and his word is the same. So now, if that being truth, and it is the truth, the Bible said that God healed you. Why not trust God? That's what I've done for 38 years. For 38 years, every time there's a situation in my life that man can't do. I remember this other story, this lady. This is back, let's see, about 1989, 1990, somewhere in that area. I don't know the exact year. There was this lady coming to my church. She lived in Long Island. And somehow or another, she had a problem with her legs. And one of her legs started aching, and it was going back and forth to the doctor. When I met her, she was like that. I met her through her son. And here's another story entirely. But anyway, one day I never forget. Her name was Sister Graham. Sister Graham said, Pastor Stocks, said, do me a favor. I said, okay. Pray when I go to the doctor that they amputate my leg. I said, what are you talking about? She said, the pain is so, so painful. Would you please pray that they would just amputate this leg? Because the pain is so, I can't bear it anymore. It's just so powerful. We prayed. I said, let's pray about it. Now, that happened about 1989 or 90. So we prayed about it, right? That's all we did. I didn't do nothing magical. Nothing magical. Nothing on my part. Just trusted God. We put that thing before God. Sister Graham died about 2000. I want to say 2009 or 2010. But the moral is that God had healed Sister Graham of that foot problem, that feet problem, that leg problem. Now, we're talking about in 1989, it was hurting her so bad, she wanted it taken off. But she died in 2009 or 10 with both of her legs. Why? Because God healed it. See, I don't want you all guys to know, believe that I'm a healer. I'm not a healer. But God is a healer. I'm not anybody. I'm just a child of God, saved just like you. Maybe the only thing different with you and me, maybe, and I just said maybe now. I have faith to trust God, and maybe your faith is not that strong. That's the only difference. I'm a man just like you, but I trust God. I trust God for everything. And you know what? He always blesses me. He always comes through for me. He always comes through for me. And I'm telling you today, the Lord spoke to me yesterday evening after I left Bishop Joyner's church, Redeeming Wood Church over on Rockaway Avenue. And I was riding home in the van. My son was driving. And the Lord was speaking to me. He said, when you get on the air on Monday morning, I want you to tell the people that you're going to have an anointing and prayer service on this Wednesday. An anointing and prayer service on Wednesday coming up. And invite them to the church and tell them to trust me and I'll heal them. Now, so this Wednesday at 8 p.m. sharp. Now, what is that, the 23rd? Is that in my calendar right? Is that the 23rd? The 23rd of January. Wednesday at 8 p.m. sharp. I want you to meet me here at the Jesus Save Ministry. And I want you to bring your prayer request. And if someone can't come, bring their picture. All right? And we're going to do what the Bible says. The Bible says, and pray the prayer of faith. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. God said so. See, it's not something that I said. It's something that God says. Now, we believe God. Now, today is the 21st. I'm talking about the 23rd of this month, Wednesday at 8 p.m. I want you to meet me here at the Jesus Aid Ministry. The Lord spoke to me last evening as I was coming home. I went out to preach. I preached three times yesterday. And after I finished the third service, I was on my way home. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, tell them to trust my word. No, I'm not asking you to trust me now. I'm asking you to take God at his word. Now, let's go back and look at the scripture one more time. In James chapter 5, verse 13, says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Verse 14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, this is God talking. Verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, saints, if we do that, we can only trust God. It's in his hand. But if you haven't done that, how can you say you trusted him? See, my thing is, remember I told you the story? And 10... In November, my sugar was up 400 or something, they told me, the doctor did. I came, once he told me what was wrong, I came home, and all I did was pray. Honest to goodness, that's all I did. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I said, Lord, I'm your child. I need healing. My father died with sugar at 47 years old. Lord, I need a miracle. And I know you can do it. The very next week, that was on a Tuesday of 1 week. The very next Monday, I called the doctor's office. I said, I need to come in for another checkup. And they said, well, I thought you were just here last week. I said, I know. But I hear the Lord say, come in. I went in, and the doctor checked my sugar, checked everything. He looked at me and said, what did you do? I said, what do you mean? He said, your sugar is down from 400, whatever it was, to 93. And I give God the praise. I gave God the praise. And I can tell you countless incidents over and over. Various people got miracles. And you know what it was through? The word of God. Not through Lonnie Starks. I am no healer. I'm not claiming to be a healer. I'm just a child of God that believe what God says he's able to perform. I don't believe that God would say something he can't deliver. I believe that whatever God says, he can deliver, and he will deliver. I believe that. I stand on that, that God will deliver. Whatever God says, God can do. He can do abundantly above all that you could ever, ever ask or think. That's the God that I serve. So keep this in your calendar. If you're out there today, I want you to write this down. The 23rd, that's Wednesday, at 8 p.m., I'm having a special service. Just healing. I'm praying for healing and deliverance. Healing and deliverance. If you can't, if you got a friend, bring that picture. Hallelujah. Come and expect God. We're going to trust God. We're going to read the scripture just like God said it. Let's look at it again. I didn't say it. I didn't write it. In James chapter number 5, verse 13 says, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. But verse 14 says, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. I'm an elder of the church. And let them pray over him. Myself and my staff, I want them to pray over you. Anointed him with oil in the name of the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. Verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. The next verse says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Then he goes on to say, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avail as much. Well, I just like to say to you, if we're going to trust God, can't we trust him all the way? Initially, I was saying a lot of times, and I'm guilty of it. I've been guilty. We fail to look back and see where God brought us from. And I was thinking about it. I said, now here I am now. God has blessed me, and I don't have no sickness, no disease. My blood pressure's down. My sugar's gone that I had. All that's gone. And I'm back normal. I'm 68 years old. But every time I get ready to pray, sometimes I forget about when I came to God. Well, let me say it like this. When God saved me, I was already sick. Do you know when the Lord saved me, I had bleeding ulcers? And do you know that's cancer? I was bleeding out my mouth and out my rectum. I was 31 years old when Jesus Christ saved me. Are you understanding me? And Jesus saved me just like that. How can we forget that Jesus saved us when we was all messed up? My life was all messed up. I was all messed up. Nothing pleasant about my life. Everything was destructive. My life was all messed up. And Jesus saved me just like that. He saved me with no money. He saved me sick. He saved me broke. He saved me with a dispossessed. I was living under a dispossessed. The landlord had taken a dispossessed to put me out of the house. And I had skated by for 6 months. I kept going to court saying I didn't have no place to go. And the landlord was so upset with me. And I didn't leave. And then Jesus saved me. Now watch this. Jesus Christ saved me in that situation, brought me from that place, and put me in a house. And I've been there ever since. I own a house now. Who did that? Jesus. Sometimes we forget what Jesus has done. Jesus has already done so much for many of us, but sometimes we forget it. I mean, you know, we're human and we just forget. I mean, that's what I noticed. We're human and we just forget. But we need to reminisce on where God brought us from. We need to reminisce on where God brought us from. That's what we need to do. We need to go back and remember where God brought you from. God brought you from a mighty long ways. Why would you doubt him now? Now that you know the scriptures. See, he did all these things for me when I didn't even know those scriptures. God was fighting my battle even when I didn't know the word of God. Didn't know it. I had no idea that this scripture was in the Bible. I had no idea. But God still blessed me. I'm telling you, I'm not a smart man, not an intelligent man. I'm just a saved man. Amen. I'm just a saved man. That's all I am. I'm not all that big and all that intelligent. I'm just saved. And God saved me in my mess. He healed me in my mess. He delivered me in my mess. Do you think God loved me better than you? He sure don't. God loved you just like he loved me. God is concerned for you just like he is for me. The same way God is concerned for me, God is concerned for you. God loves you just like he loves me. There's no difference. God loves you just like he loved me. And if God did it for Lonnie, he would do it for you. Keep it locked right here, please.
Thank you for tuning in to the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast, hosted by Apostle Lonnie Stocks. Coming to you from the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. At this time, we would like to invite you to become partners with us, both with your prayers and your finance, so we can continue to preach the gospel. Partner with us with just a $1 a day donation. We are a 501c3 organization, so all donations are tax exempt. You can donate three ways. One, send correspondence via mail to 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. Or call us at 718-574-2244. Lastly, via our website at www.tjsm.org. We can accept check, Visa, Master, Discover, or American Express cards. We can also accept PayPal via our website. Thank you in advance for your support of the ministry as we continue to spread the gospel across the world.
Funeral needs, call Interborough Funeral Service at 718-452-0101. It's located at 544 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. The funeral director is Mr. Manny Spouse. Tell him you heard about them at the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast.
Purchase your first home with a very small down payment. This is the time. Interest rates are historically low before it's too late. Call Jimmy Smith at 917-330-4811. We're conveniently located at 1928 Fulton Street near Ralph Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11233. Home Market Realty. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Again, call Jimmy Smith, 917-330-4811, and tell him you heard it here at the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast.
Come on.
Praise him, everybody. God bless you. Now, I know we was talking in James chapter 5, verse 13 through 16, but I want to show you something. One of the main reasons why we don't get our blessings, and I'm going to show you that right there in James. Turn your Bibles over to James chapter number 4. Let's go to James chapter 4. I'm going to share something with you that the Lord just put in my spirit. James chapter 4. Let's see, can I get that? There you go. James chapter 4. Okay. There we go. Let's go right there. Here it is. James chapter 4. Now let's do it. James chapter 4. Okay. What happened here? Oh, I know what happened. I got to go over there. There we are. I knew I'd get it. There you go. James chapter 4. Okay, James chapter 4, verse 1. I want to read something to you. Now, James chapter 4 and verse number 1. The word of God is so clear here. The word of God is clear, and you can't miss it to me. How can you miss it? James chapter 4, verse 1. You got a Bible there? Let's read. James chapter 4 and verse number 1. That's James chapter 4 and verse number 1. Let's go to that right now. James chapter 4 and verse number 1. There you go. All right. I was wondering why it would. From whence cometh walls and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts, that wall in your members? That's what God said. The walls come from the lust that's in our members. Now watch this. I want you to see something. Verse 2 says, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. So God says the reason you don't have is because you don't ask. See, the key here is asking. The key here is trusting God's word. That's the key that unlocks this door, is to ask God and trust his word. Will you trust the word of God? That's the key. Will you trust and depend on the word of God? Will you do that? Then he goes on to say, look at the next verse. Verse 3, that's James chapter 4, verse 3. Ye ask and receive not. Then he said, because ye ask amiss. Said you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Now, the word amiss means you ask them for the wrong reason. Your heart is not right. See, if you ask them for the wrong reason, you still won't get it. You got to ask according to Scripture. And when I look back, I see, well, that's why God has blessed me. Because I've always been humble when I ask God. When I needed my body healed, I never told God, you got to heal me. I always ask God to heal because I needed something. The word amiss here as an adverb, you know what it means? Expecting, to expect. You're not even asking God expecting. You're asking God just to move the pain, but you're not expecting for total healing. There's some of you, now you know I'm telling you the truth right now. There's some of you been dealing with this sickness for 20 years, 30 years, and various years. And I'm not coming to hurt you now. I'm only telling you, so if you stop and think about it, where was your faith at in them 30 years? Were you just asking God to move the pain, or did you trust God that he was going to heal you? Was your faith in that God was going to do it, or was your faith in that I just need it done? See, my faith is not in that I need it done. My faith is that I believe God's going to do it. Let me show you something else here since we're in the book, okay? Look at James. Look at number 4. Look at verse number 4 for a minute. Let's look at verse number 4 just for a minute. Verse number 4. Okay, it says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Then he goes on to say, whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy with God. Maybe a lot of times you're scrawling the fence, and that might be why you're not getting your healing. See, if we want God, to me, I've learned, here's what I do. Let me just tell you what I do. I trust God and try to obey him because I believe that God can do what he says he said he can do. I believe that. But if I believe that, I also believe that what God says is what he means. So God says he'll heal me and he'll hear my prayer. He'll deliver me, but I can't ask to miss. I can't ask to miss. Are you hearing me? I got to ask and believe that God's going to do it. And that's why some people I don't like to pray for because, and I'm being honest this morning. Well, I'm honest all the time. I try to be. I don't like to pray for some people because they don't believe they're going to get anything. And then God's not going to do anything. And what's going to happen is the other people standing in line to be blessed. They won't be blessed either because that first person didn't get anything. And they're thinking God is not answering prayer. But God is answering prayer. There's no such thing that God is not answering your prayer. The Bible says in James chapter 4, and look at it, and verse number 4, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. The whole thing that you're asking for is out of order with God. And God said, that's why you don't have. In the NIV, it said, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. Your motive is wrong. That you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You're still not planning on giving God no glory. Hallelujah. See, I give God my time. So I guess you couldn't use me as an example because I'm not like the average person. I give God my heart, my time. I don't shuck and jive with God. I'm real with God. I don't know a lot, not so smart, but I'm real with God. And so I see miracles happening. This Wednesday, the 23rd of this month at 8 p.m. right here at the Jesus Save Ministry. I want you to meet me. God's going to bless you. This Wednesday, right here. Yes, right here this Wednesday at the Jesus Save Ministry. It's on the screen right there, the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. And I'm saying if you're sick, come. And we're going to do exactly what the scripture says. Anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith. And Jesus Christ promised us he'll raise you up. He'll heal your body. He'll deliver you. That's all I know. Now, I have told you what thus says the Lord. It's up to you to meet me here. That's Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. this Wednesday. The address is on your screen. The Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. 11221 is the zip code if you just want to write me. And we're located right here in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn between Cornelius Street and Putnam Avenue. You know what God told me? He said, get the people in so they can be blessed. Tell them to come so they can be blessed. He said, they can't get blessed just listening and not applying. See, with life, it's application. You must apply your life to things. If you don't apply it, it won't do no any good. No care what God give you, you must apply it. Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. How you doing?
I'm hearing the radio.
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking to?
This is Luis Sanchez.
Luis Sanchez. What's good news this morning, Luis?
Praying. Hearing the radio. Fasting today. Week.
Okay. You fasting today?
Yeah, the whole week from to Sunday.
Okay, good, man. That's good. Are you having one meal or no meal a day?
I have a meal at 12 o'clock.
Or one meal at 12 o'clock. So you're consecrating?
Yes.
Because I call a fast when I don't do nothing. I don't drink no water. I don't eat. I just, when I call my, that's what I call a fast. I mean, various people call it different, but me, when I fast, I don't eat and neither do I drink. I just go cold turkey and trust God, and God always works it out for me. All right, but don't forget Wednesday, we've got a prayer meeting here at 8 p.m. Come on by and be a part of that prayer meeting, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You live in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Okay, come on by, and we're going to pray with you, all right?
All right.
All right. Keep it locked right there. All right, saints of God, you heard Lewis. I hope he comes by on Wednesday. We're going to pray, and we're going to trust God because the Bible says the format is in the Bible. The outline is in the Bible. Everything that we need is in God's word. And if we follow God's word, we can expect God to bless us. I want to tell you something about that fasting. I remember back in 1980, let me see, God called me to preach in 80. No, God called me to preach in 70, 77, 78. And I didn't know anything about fasting, but I read it in the Bible. And so I looked at the word fast and what it meant. So I began to try to duplicate it. So my first fast, you know what I did? The same thing I just told Brother Lewis Sanchez just a few moments ago. And I've did that ever since I fast, always. So I laid down my plate. Now, I guess what I had, I was the owner of an automobile repair shop. So I had a business and I had to work all day. And I mean, I really worked. There was no job and I worked. But I remember I said, I'm a fast. And I went. For the first 3 days, it seemed like it was going to kill me. But after the third day, God took me through it. No water, no food, nothing, zap, zero. The fourth day, I did pretty good. The fifth day, I did pretty good. The sixth day, I got hungry all over again. But I made it through the sixth day. Then I got to the place I wasn't hungry. Then I guess I'm working every day and not eating anything and not drinking anything. And then Bishop Hicks of the Way of the Cross Church in Manhattan called me and wanted me to come and preach for him one Sunday afternoon. So I think this was like the sixth or seventh day. So I goes up there to that Sunday afternoon because I started on Monday, Tuesday, like seventh day. Sixth day or seventh day. So I goes up there to preach for him. And like I said, I just began, just gotten started. I was a tenderfoot, as you can say. I was a newcomer at this thing. And I remember I got up and started preaching. And I got so weak, I couldn't do nothing. I just had to sit down in the chair and preach, try to preach. All right? So one of the elders told me, he said, you was fasting, weren't you? I said, yes. They said to me, they said, son, when you preach, you don't need to fast. So you need to go ahead and eat because you need your energy to preach. Well, I didn't pay him no mind. I didn't pay him any attention. I went on. The next day was the eighth day. The next day was the ninth day. The next day was the tenth day. The next day was the twelfth day. I had not ate. I had preached. I worked every day, Monday through. I was working 6 days a week at that time. Hadn't ate. Had not drank anything. Nothing. Had not drank anything. Had not ate anything. I mean, nothing. Zero. Nothing. I went 13 days. Had not drank, had not ate, and was working every day, had preached. And I got to the place, I just didn't need no food. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you better eat. No, he said, go eat. And that's what I did. My first fast that I ever fasted in my life. And I'm not telling you guys to do that because maybe your body's not in shape to do that. But I'm just telling you about me. When I fast, I don't eat and I don't drink. I don't do any one of them. If I eat and drink, I call that a consecration. But if I fast, I don't eat and I don't drink. The first one I ever went on, I went 13 days with no water, no liquid, no food in my mouth. And at the end of the 13 days, I was more energized than I was, but when I got in, God had given me my strength back. And the longest I've ever been on a fast, like 30 days. That's as long as I've ever did. Some people have been longer than that, but not me. I've been like 30 days. But I'm telling you something, there is great rewards when you lay down that plate and fast. You can expect the devil to turn you loose, but sometimes God will reveal things to you through a fast. And some things he revealed to you is not as easy as you think it is. But anyway, that's that. So I wasn't talking about that this morning, but it's good that Brother Sanchez, you on that fast today, and I'm praying with you. You say you're going through to Sunday. I commend you, and that's great, man, to lay down that plate for Jesus Christ. But he says he's going to eat one meal a day, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've done that as well. But when I go on a fast, when I put the towel to it fast, I don't drink and I don't eat. And don't anyone think that I'm trying to be a super Christian, because I'm not. I'm just saved. That's all about me. Ain't nothing great. I'm just saved. I'm the least. But I love God and I know he loved me. Now, don't forget today at 7 a.m. From 7 a.m. until 8 a.m., I'm going to be taking all prayer requests, Chris. From 7 a.m. this morning to 8 a.m. this morning. We got an hour. We do an hour every day, Monday through Friday. And let me give you the number to call, 718-574-2244. And I'm going to take your prayer request. If you're on the internet, you can go on livestream.com/TJSM.org, and you can be able to chat with me live, do live chat. Or you can go on blogtalkradio.com/TJSM. You can listen to me right there. Or you can also call this number, 1-213-992-4339. That number, you can listen to the whole program 24/7. But at 7 a.m. it'll be live. 4 a.m. I'm live. 7 a.m. I'm live. 11 a.m. I'm live, and 6 p.m. I'm live again. So we're thinking about changing some of the hours this week. But right now, that's how you can get me. Now, on Blog Talk Radio at 7 a.m. this morning, you can call 1-347-884-8850 and listen to the whole program, or just state your prayer request, and we'll be praying for you. And don't forget, the Lord put on my heart on this Wednesday, the 23rd day of January. And of course, this is Martin Luther King Day. We know that. And I know all you guys are going to celebrate today, but you know Martin Luther King stood for righteousness. Let's remember to stand for righteousness. He was a man of God. He was one of my heroes. So let's remember to do that. But anyway, today at 7 a.m. through 8 a.m., taking all prayer requests, telephone number 718-574-2244. Again, telephone number 718-574-2244. Or telephone number 347-884-8850. Or if you're not by your computer and you just want to hear the program, you can call 213-992-4339. Press number 2 and you'll hear the whole entire show. Well, the clock on the wall telling me my time is out for this show. And I've enjoyed coming to you. And I trust God has blessed you through what I've said this morning. And remember, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. You are more than a conqueror, and the devil can't do nothing about it. I preached yesterday. My subject was this, right? That it don't fit. It just don't fit. Anything that God doesn't approve, it don't fit. It just don't fit. All right, I'll see you again. I'll speak to you again at 7 a.m. this morning. I want you to know that God loves you, and I do too. You're more than a conqueror. Wes Morgan says, I choose to worship. I'll see you then.
I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my day, and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh, yes, I do. Just say it with me. Come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go. Don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I've made up my mind. I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. For your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness. He'll heal you. Yes, he will.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
Heal me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm gonna worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm gonna